The snow hasn't fallen in the area yet, but municipal officials are already plowing through their snow removal policy. The current discussions, and a plan to increase service fees, are said to avoid county staff getting snowed under by the increasing demands and increasing costs of the program. Lac La Biche County councillors spent part of a recent meeting discussing the private driveway and road maintenance policy. The document outlines the municipality's driveway clearing, a program that subsidizes driveway grading and plowing services to rural, elderly and disabled residents. The current policy charges rural residents $25 for 300 feet of driveway clearing through a flag purchasing program. The actual costs for staffing and equipment for each clearing is pegged at around $240. An even greater discount offered through the policy gives all seniors and disabled rural homeowners unlimited driveway snow clearing services throughout the season, free of charge. County officials in recent years, however, there have been some concerns that the program is seeing some misuse that is impacting staff's ability to operate efficiently, says Dave McPhee, the county's manager of transportation services. McPhee was in front of Lac La Biche County at a recent meeting to suggest some changes to the policy. For the 2022 year, we've seen the average of 10 calls per driveway from the 181 users last year who enrolled in the seniors and disabled program, he said. It's become an administrative nightmare to take on the calls all the time, and of course, people were getting upset too because they expect it to be done right away, he said, explaining that at some points last year, crews were responding to growing and repetitive requests. We had one resident that called 22 times, based on the policy we have to respond to it. Some users enrolled in the free program even called before snowfall impacted access to their driveway, said Brian Shapka, the county's Associate Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, of Infrastructure Services. We have had calls where there ends up being half an inch of snow, you know, and because it's free it doesn't matter, he said, also encouraging a fresh look at the policy. I think if we put some parameters on what triggers to go out and do it, we should have that in place. The municipal costs for sealerning the driveways of rural seniors last winter topped $380,000, more than double the $160,000 or real costs in the winter of 2020. The flag per haze program was used 200 times, bringing in about $5,000 in revenues, but costing an estimated $43,000 in real expenses. Service options offering solutions and research on programs completed by other municipalities in Alberta, the county's transportation staff offered a handful of options to support this season's subsidized services. McPhee adds providing one or two free services per season, increasing costs or removing the free service altogether are options, especially considering inflation and increased fuel costs. Now with the escalated cost of equipment and fuel, anything petroleum-related has gone up substantially, he explained. Reducing the subsidized service and increasing the fees, McPhee suggested that a 50% subsidy of the service would see fees of about $120 per visit. A 75% subsidy would see a cost of about $60 per driveway pass. Finding a balance between service and cost is important, says Lac La Biche County Councillor Sterling Johnson. We don't want the 22 calls again, so maybe we can limit both programs to 2 calls per calendar month. It's a complimentary service, but use it sparingly. Despite the obvious cost implications, Mayor Paul Ritove agrees the service is vital for seniors and residents during the winter season. I do like to have that senior option, whether it's reduced or perhaps free after you're 60 to 65. You should at least get some benefits, he said. Policy update: County Council motioned to adjust the policy to increase the flag costs from $25 to $50 for every 300 feet of driveway that has snow and grading services for the general residential program. Additionally, both the senior and residential programs will allow subscribers to utilize the service only twice a month. It allows for the big events and to enables them to have their driveways clear to a degree. If it needs more than that, then perhaps they've got friends or neighbors that can help them out. But we know at that standard, they are able to get out of their driveways, said Cown. Jason Stedman. In the coming weeks, council will review the final policy before it is implemented.